Welcome back to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
Great to be here with you, and you guys can find us online at theunionedge.com, and you can catch a podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud.
And a quick thank you to AFGE and the PSEA for all of your support. We really appreciate it. And joining us right now, we've got with Generation Progress and Organizing Associate Christian Smith. Welcome to the program, Christian.
Hello. Thank you, Angela and Brittany. Pleasure to be here.
All right. So we're going to talk about something that you guys are working on. We talk about a lot of student issues here, and you guys are working on some exciting new legislation that is going to hopefully work to protect some student borrowers. So what are you guys doing?
Certainly. So it's working on this in a couple different states particularly, and that's where I think we have a lot of the advantage to actually put these things into law. So we have this concept of what's called the Borrower's Bill of Rights, which is a series of protections meant on the consumer rights side to protect a lot of people who borrow from student loans and also have like their student loans being serviced by different financial institutions from having something in law to protect them from bad servicing, bad customer service, having their loans mismanaged, and then having a consumer watchdog that they can complain to help resolve a lot of these issues. And a lot of the reason why we're doing this, especially on the state level, is because on the national level, we have Secretary DeVos, who has made it a priority to roll back a lot of protections for students in many different aspects. But in particular, when it comes to the department giving out contracts to different student loan servicers like Navient or Nelnet or various groups, that they are not even considering the company's past behavior or their financial responsibility. They're just focusing on their ability to handle a loan. But as we know, customer service when it comes to student loan servicing can be quite bad, hence why the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has like so many complaints from like companies that deal with this industry, like Navient, who many will have both their loan service by and a lot of complaints for, I'm sure. So a lot of the time what we're seeing is that states are seeing the need to put a lot more protections through provisions within the Dodd-Frank Act to allow them to have oversight of the industry that operates in their state, and at the same time have the ability to establish their own watchdogs. That way they can more easily resolve consumer issues at the state level.
Well, I think it's a very important thing, especially in the climate that we are moving into with this current administration. I know I myself, in addition to hundreds of thousands of other people, have had ridiculous situations that we've been put in by companies like Navient and Sallie Mae. Mine was a Sallie Mae horror story. My mother's had some problems with Navient. And I know half a dozen other people who've had problems with many of these companies with their student loans. And unfortunately, to me, it kind of feels like it's a wild, wild west out there as far as student loans go and regulation.
It really can be sometimes. There are certainly certainly a lot of space to actually advocate for more consumer protection because, like, unlike the mortgage lending industry and the payday loan industry, the student loan servicing industry is actually quite new in comparison. So there are a lot of laws that have not yet been put in place or even just regular agency protections put in place to really effectively address this long-standing issue with customer service malpractice on behalf of the industry. And a lot of times, you'll see that, you probably have seen the Navient is being sued by the CFPB because they have had the largest number of complaints of any one American company to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau just because so many people have had their student loans poorly serviced. Mm-hmm. And they're not the only actors. So a lot of times we'll see in the state side, whenever we're trying to advance this through their own state legislatures, is that the service industry will come out there and lobby these legislators about how these are unnecessary protections. But as we've seen through the records, through the lawsuits, through the incredible number of complaints nationwide, that this industry does need to have more oversight. And frankly, the student debt crisis is going to be something that's going to put Americans in a very bad financial situation, much like what happened before 2008. So any way that we can help reduce the ability or the likelihood that they'll be put into defaults or have their incredible financial burden placed upon them by the debt because of mismanagement of the loans or other factors is a necessary step for us to at least secure financial security for Americans.
So you mentioned that you're kind of focusing in on some states. What states are you guys looking at, and what are you guys trying to do at a state level?
Well, what we're trying to do at the state level is establish what's called a Borrower's Bill of Rights, which, again, is like it's the series of protections and establishment of an authority to help, protect them from certain servicing practices that are not in their best interest, and at the same time also give them that consumer advocate and watchdog. And what we're doing is monitoring and helping out a lot of the different offices that are trying to advance this policy in a totally nonpartisan manner, and trying to advance this in what was 13 different states and in the District of Columbia. We saw a couple of these bills get through their legislators, sent to the governor's desks, and some of them have been already implemented. Based upon what happened in 2015 with Connecticut, which was the first state to ever pass a Bars Bill of Rights. And the benefit of this is that they have been able to establish an authority and also a series of protections that help students navigate the repayment process, let them know what their options are, put loan borrowers with a state-level advocate to help them settle consumer complaints, and ensure quality customer service and operational standards to actually, like, make sure the industry is operating responsibly with their loans. And so we've been actively pursuing these pieces of legislation in the states since last November. And while a lot of them have actually closed up, there are still a couple that are still in process. And so we're going to be advocating for this as they currently are, and seeing what other states are, you know, inspired to do this for their constituents and different states going forward.
So if somebody is in one of these states, or just in general wants to find out more information about what the Borrower's Bill of Rights is, or if it was put through in your state, how can it help you? Where can they go?
Certainly. So you can go to higheredotdebt.org and at generationprogress.org, where we have recently released a report on what a Borrower's Bill of Rights is, what it's meant to do, and where it's been introduced in different states. And we have, like, all the bells and whistles with the chart showing, like, what different components exist in different forms, and also the reasons why it is a good thing for borrowers at the state level. And, of course, we encourage people to take the report, which is, you know, digested very well and can be utilized to help a lot of the grassroots activists to show their representatives why this is important, how it can be done, and the benefits of having this authority established to, you know, protect them and, you know, their student debt.
And this, we've talked about this many times before, but this has greater economic impact, not just on students and graduates, right?
Absolutely. So, of course, students themselves in the current form, and not even just typically millennials, have student debt. You know, a lot of parents send their kids to college and they co-sign the loans. So, and many of them, as we've seen, because Higher Ed on Debt deals with a lot of you know, story banking, is that a lot of people are in their, like, you know, 60s, 70s, still managing their own loans or their kids' loans. So this is an issue that affects a broad range of students, former students, parents. And so the financial security of Americans of all different, you know, stripes are at risk if we don't ensure that they are at least having consumer protections for their loans themselves. And, you know, we don't want to have another mortgage crisis on our hands when we have a $1.4 trillion student debt crisis looming over us.
No, I definitely agree. And on that note, one more time, what's your guys' website before we head off?
Of course, it's going to be higheredotdebt.org and generationprogress.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Christian. This has been some really great information.
No, of course. Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. That was Generation Progress Organizing Associate Christian Smith. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.